Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 2 May 2022. Wow, we're in the month of May already. Oh, my, a beautiful month of May. And it is getting pretty here in the mountains. It really is. Everything's blooming and so pretty. It really is getting to be a nice time of the year in the hills. But anyway, glad you're with us tonight. I do mean that. We're going to bring up a guest in a minute who's also a sponsor of the program. But we're going to talk about something that, folks, is for real. They're not making anything up. And we tell you this. We're telling you all the truth. We are in for a food shortage. Not if you don't believe me, I don't care. That's up to you. But we're going to tell you how we know this in just a few minutes. We'll bring up Daniel Brigman with New Man of Food, so don't go away. We are going to have Bible study again this weekend because we got behind last month. This weekend we're going to meet again in Bible study this coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I wish you could join us if at all possible. You can watch us live by going to PastorButch.com and clicking on live stream. You can watch us on there, and there'll be a number behind my head. And you can call the number and talk to us if you like. Or if you don't have internet, you can listen to us on the phone. Simply by calling 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. Now, if you missed this past Saturday's teaching that Phil Hudock done, and although normally at 10:30 we go into prayer requests and praise reports and testimonies, this time is on my heart so heavy to share some prophecy being fulfilled in the headlines. For about the first 20 minutes or so, 25 minutes of that first segment, I did a prophecy-fulfilling teaching from current events in Scripture. That's one of the most important that ever done, because the Holy Spirit really, really forced me to do this, to warn the people. We'll be discussing part of that tonight when it comes to food. Now, folks, I'm telling you because I love you. You better pay attention tonight, all right? But if you missed last Saturday's teaching with Phil Hudock's teaching, all I can say is, gee whiz, folks, you need to get on the DVDs of the month. We only ask a donation of $15 a month to get a total of 4 hours of DVDs teaching and current events sent to you every month, and sometimes more than 4 hours. $15 a month, you can watch us at home. Have your family and friends over for Bible study right there with the teaching done on, you can put on TV set and watch on DVD player and take notes and follow along, stop and ask questions or tease each other, share the information, folks. That's why we're trying to do that. $15 a month. All you have to do is just email me or call us. You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and say, I want on the DVDs of the month. You can also do it on CDs if you like, but folks, we show videos sometimes you need to see. So if you don't have a DVD player, they're not that expensive. Get yourself one. And $15 a month will send you out every month's teachings so you can keep caught up with what's going on in the real world, from real inside information from the Word of God, current events, and know what's happening. You won't hear it in the churches, I guarantee you that. But it's available if you want it. And of course, the teaching I did about 3-4 weeks ago on the beast, the mark, and the great reset. I'm still offering that. I'm going to offer it for this week, then we'll shut up about it. It's a 2-hour teaching. Folks, again, I've been gifted with the ability to go into the scripture and take current events and show you prophecy. That's a gift God gave me. I didn't earn it. I have it though, and I'm going to use it. If you want to see the teaching on the beast, the mark, and the great reset, you just ask for that. It's 10:50, folks, delivered to your door on DVD or CD. But again, I recommend heavily DVD, if at all possible, because that's you see a lot of things there that you're going to want to see visually to understand what's happening. And the book I'm offering now, The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. Folks, it's a powerful book. Now, I recommend it for people that are somewhat mature in learning. Not because anything that's dirty language, nothing like that. No. It's for people that are wanting to grow into advanced class. And it's written by a gentleman who was not a Christian, a historian. He does talk about the Bible and Christ, but not the way you and I understand it. But he gets into all kinds of things, from the bankruptcy of America in 1933, from the War Powers Act that made us all enemies of the state, and that's how they claim to do what they do to us. Folks, it's all in this book, 118 or so pages, The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, Political History of Government and Law, $15 delivered. Call that number again, 800-777-4403. Order the book and DVD if you want it. And don't forget to ask for a catalog to see what we handle as far as the Strauss products, the Cartervite, also the Vitamir products, all those available here if you want them. But you have to call and ask for them. I mean, we want you to have them, but you have to call and ask for them, because we don't know you if you don't. All right. Now, we're going to go to our guest, Daniel Brigman, New Man of Foods. The best store with food available anywhere for a lot of reasons. First off, it's good for you. And secondly, I know from experience it tastes good. I've eaten store with food, and folks, you can survive on some of it. First off, but a lot of it's made with fillers, and the taste is not that great. Matter of fact, you can't even doctor it up good enough to make it even taste good. But Daniel's food is not that way. It's delicious. It's delicious food right from the get-go. And it's all non-GMO. It's good food. No fillers, no added artificial sweeteners, nothing like that's in this food. I'll tell you about how to get that in a little bit while you still can. But Daniel Brigman, are you there?
I am here, Pastor. So good to be with you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're much more than welcome, because what you're doing now been important for years, Daniel. But I do believe unless the UN's lying to us, which they could, of course, or the Rockefeller Institute, or a whole bunch of places we look at for information sometimes, every one of them is warning us about food shortages. And you and I were discussing before the program, at least 20 of our food processing plants and distribution centers in this country, here in the USA, have either blew up or burned. And now they're starting to do it worldwide. And people say, well, there's no conspiracy theory here. It's all just by chance. You know, Daniel, one plant on the East Coast and one on the West Coast maybe catching on fire, that may be coincidence. But 20 of them in a matter of 2 months, I don't think that's coincidence. Do you?
You know, you said, you mentioned these plants that are all manner of things. I mean, from a plane crashing into them to fires, yeah, to floods, to
blowing up.
I mean, just the craziest things. The chances of 26, and these are major food distribution centers throughout not only the United States, it's now starting to be in Europe. The odds of 26 major food distribution centers going down for any reason, I mean, I don't care what it was, is so remote to say that it's just chance or coincidence. I mean, just logically, it just doesn't make sense. One of the companies that I think it's their main warehouse. It's one of their big ones. I don't know if it's their main one. I think it is. I'm not sure. But one of the companies that went down is Azure Standard, their warehouse, and they are, I believe, the largest private supplier for GMO or non-GMO and organic food in America, if not the world, but I'm pretty sure definitely the West Coast, but I think America also. Azure Standard is one of the places we get a lot of our food, and we don't even know what all the ramifications are to that. Now we're getting delays on shipping. We're getting delays on certain products. Just from our from a business standpoint, what does that mean? I mean, there's several angles to go here. We're going to address them all. To say that 26 major food distribution centers in the United States all go down at once is just coincidence is, man,
insane.
You got a better chance of winning the lottery. Yeah, you got a better chance to win the lottery.
Absolutely. Good point. Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, and folks, this is not exactly the same topic in the sense that it's not warehouses going down, but you probably heard about the Amish farmer in Pennsylvania who had his own meat processing on his own property. He processed meats and vegetables. He had 4,000 members, private members across the country. They wanted in to buy the fresh food.
Yeah.
Private. And he'd been fined, he was facing a $250,000 fine and time in jail because he was selling his home growing, home processed meat, no additives, no drugs, because the people wanted it, and now they're fining this Amish farmer because he's doing this. Now, folks, this will not be an isolated incident. This is going to get much worse. Right now, I'm blessed to buy fresh milk, fresh butter, fresh eggs. I get all that right locally here, and it's really good eating and good food. I look one day that comes to an end everywhere unless we stand up, because this is not a coincidence. They're not only going to shut down your warehouses and make shortage in grocery stores, they're going to take away your private farmers around you that you went to market to before. They're not going to be able to sell you more food. And maybe one day you'll be able to grow your own food without licenses and permits. Go ahead, Daniel.
Well, that was a song Bob Dylan, you know, I can't remember the name of the song, but he says they won't even let you grow a garden in this crazy accent without a license. And, you know, we thought that was funny 50 years ago or 40 years ago, but we don't think it's funny anymore. You mentioned something about Trading with the Enemies Act. In 1917, I believe, about the time of World War One, the Trading with the Enemies Act was passed in Congress, and it penalized trading with enemies. Well, that was amended in 1933, and you mentioned 33, the bankruptcy and what have you. And if you can go and you can trace this, and who are the enemies? Who are the enemies of the American corporation, of the American government? And if you look at this, you can make a strong case that you are. Ladies and gentlemen. You are the enemy.
That's true.
And there's another document that was just by chance came to light, I think, in the 80s, but it was an old document, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
And matter of fact, I want to add this to this. Phil Hudock, our producer for the ministry, makes all DVDs, CDs, all that, did a teaching on this past weekend, on just what you just mentioned.
Wow.
And absolutely phenomenal. I knew about this before, but he broke it down in piece by piece so even a simple guy like me can figure it out. And he brought that forth really well in this past study.
And the reason I bring all this up is because when I talk to people, I know you're going to ask me specific questions. We'll get to those. But this is for what I've seen. When I talk to people, and trying to get them to understand, well, that's just, why would they take out 26 food processing plants? Why would they do this? Why would they do that? Why would they put, you know, God only knows what in this supposed vaccine? Why? It doesn't make sense. You have to go back and understand, and if you look at it from a spiritual standpoint, and Pastor Butch has been, you know, right on the front line, one of the people, you know, screaming about this. You have to understand that the people who are doing this, or who are planning and trying to do this, I should say, they don't think like you.
No.
They don't act like you. They don't have the same morality of you that you do. They have a moral code, but it's not the same moral code that you think of. And when they say that you're an enemy, and Americans are enemies, and the silent weapons are quiet wars, and their aim, and the amount of, if you read that document, I really want to get Phil's teaching on this, because I would like to have somebody break this down. I know enough to be dangerous about it, but I really would like to see somebody break this down.
You remind me, and I haven't seen your copy of it. Just remind me, okay?
Okay. There is a war, and even the song Pastor Butch is playing, this is war, Satan's armies. What is the war? The war is on mankind and it's on creation. And who is at the center of creation? You are. You are made in God's image. And so therefore you are at the center of this war. And the battle is for your destiny and for the power that is within you and bestowed upon you by creation, by our Creator. And, what is America's, or what has been America's claim to fame? What have they done differently than any other country in the world? What can we hold claim to? What can we, hold our head up about and hold on to and be grateful for more than any other country? Because in the United States, at one time, our law, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. The law in America, written law, there's no other country in the world, codified this endowment by God. And that was America's greatness. Okay? And so a country like that, that has that going on, if there is a war against that creation, against that power, where do you think the political war is going to be? It's right here in the United States.
Of course.
So when you say trading with the enemies, silent weapons for quiet wars, the amount of control, now the DNA manipulation, you can add all these things into it. Your independence and your power is in the crosshairs and is at ground zero for this war. And there used to be a time, I told a story, I don't know, I think on Dave Janders, I don't know, I get interviewed, not as much as I used to, but, a few places. I've said this story. There was a time in America where people who lived in Europe in the 1800s, they would talk and fantasize about going to the United States, about being able to travel here. And their parents would tell them, well, the streets are paved with gold. And there's some of them that really believed that.
Yeah,
to God believed that they were going to come to the United States, and the United States, the streets were actually paved with gold. And what their belief was, what their heartfelt longing for, it's true. America was paved with gold for them. Why? Because in America, they had opportunity. And opportunity is worth more than gold. And so the streets of the United States still are, but certainly at one time really were, paved with gold, literally, spiritually, figuratively. This opportunity, so that the endowment that was given to us, the power of God within us, that we had to then freely exercise our will to then grow closer to God, to build God's kingdom, to, what have you. It was here. And so the war and that independence and that ability to express that divinity that is within you is what the war is about. And so Henry Kissinger has several famous quotes about this, but one I'm very specific about: food, energy, and money. And if you can control those, you can control the world. And so food, energy, and money. And they're all connected in the situation in Russia that we're seeing. The food, energy, and money are all being manipulated. And you're seeing the last few days, gold has went down, I don't know, $150. It went down quite a bit. I don't know, 10%. Maybe it's gone down 200, maybe about 10%. Why is gold going down when nobody in their right mind would ever think that gold would be going down right now? I'll tell you why. I believe, anyway. Russia pegged their ruble to gold.
That's right.
I think it was 5,000 rubles for a gram of gold.
Right.
And they demanded that if you're going to buy oil and gas from us, you're going to pay us in rubles or gold, they said, or gold. Now, what that did in one foul swoop is that broke up, which has been showing cracks for a while, but officially broke the monopoly of the petrodollar in the world, meaning America our money's not tied to gold or silver anymore since 1971, August of 1971, was now tied to a resource, the petrodollar. If you wanted oil, basically, more or less, if you wanted oil on any major scale in this world, you had to use dollars. So then dollars became tied to a commodity. And so we enjoyed some level of safety and some level of stability and some great level of economic power because of that. Well, what Russia did was now say, you are going to buy our gas and oil in rubles. Poland and Belarus were just shut down because they said they're not going to do it. They refused to. They said, okay, we're going to turn the spigots off. You're not getting any gas or oil. Many critics got on TV when Russia said this, and they said, there's not enough rubles, there's not enough liquidity for this to operate this way, like the dollar. So this will never work, there's not enough liquidity. That is true. But what is not true is that there is liquidity. Why? Because Russia would take gold, and it's tied to gold. And so why is gold going down? It's because they cannot attack the Russian ruble because it's attached to gold. So what are they going to attack? They're going to attack gold. And so that's what I think we're seeing, a temporary back and forth here. I think, obviously, I believe gold is eventually going to come out on the good side of this, the price-wise. But that's what you're seeing, economics. So economically, there's a back-and-forth struggle and tug-of-war for the power, the economic might, the economic first place, so you say, in the fiat currency. Energy-wise, the same thing with energy. Why is America not energy-dependent? Why is Russia have so much influence over Europe right now? And basically, they can cripple Europe. And then the food. And that's what we're going to spend a lot of time talking about today, I'm sure. The food. I've been in the food industry over a decade. We've accomplished quite a bit. We started in our basement, my wife and I, and now we're a national brand, and we got quite a good product for people. And all that time,
And all that time
when we started, we were concerned about the future. We felt like we were being lied to, and storable food and that kind of thing. We wanted a better product, and we believed in the notion of independence and the need for these things. And for the past decade plus, I have never felt that statement has been more true than right now. Never.
I told you.
Yesterday, 3 or 4 days ago, I got a call from one of our suppliers. And I told you the price of our chicken went way up one day. Basically on Friday, said, "Oh, all right, your price of your meat's going to go up on Monday. That's it, 40%." Well, we just got another call and said, "Well, chicken's gone up another 22%."
Wow. I want to say this. At one time, chicken was a poor man's meal.
Yeah, well, that ain't true anymore. That ain't true anymore, Pat.
No, it isn't true anymore. I agree. I totally agree. And it's amazing to me, and I'll see if you get a copy of Phil's teaching. I'm going to send you one, too, I did on the Beast of Mark and the Great Reset. I think you enjoy that, too, okay?
But, absolutely.
They had to control the people. And the battle has always been for the minds of people. Whoever controls the mind controls the intellect and controls the philosophy of life, which turns out to be somebody's religion. Your philosophy of how to live is your religion. And it's basically destroyed the idea of Christianity, and there's a sovereign God on the throne. It's destroyed that one piece at a time in a public fool system. And I can't for the world of me understand why anybody would put their child in a public hellhole. But anyway, another point. But they've done it over many decades of gradual dumbing down of the public and our children, and now we can no longer reason these things through. We've been taught to trust our government for so long that, well, we won't worry about anything. The government will take care of us. Folks, that's how they got you in this mess to start with. You started taking handouts from man, and now man had become your God. And you don't have to like it because it said, I don't care. I'm telling you the truth. If when you obey man over God, he becomes your God. That's who you worship. But back to the idea of the food, what you were saying, we have been spoiled in this country for many, many, many years. Most people in this country, I would say 99% of them, never went to bed hungry unless they wanted to. No, they may not be able to afford a steak, but they always had a bowl of beans or something. They had something to eat. I see that coming to an end. I see this coming to an end. That people are not going to be fighting in the streets over food, folks. This is coming. We have organizations all over the different places of the world saying, prepare yourselves for what's coming. I mean, whenever you see groups that are planning the that are planning the destruction of this food, saying it's going to happen, folks, you better pay attention. And now we have Russia showing on their TV screens in Russia to the whole nation how one of their missiles can take out three cities in 202 seconds and less. That's Berlin, Paris, and London can be wiped out in less than a minute, 3.5 minutes. That's the longest one out there. That was London. They're talking about nuclear war now. And no, we won't go to nuclear war. Nobody wants to go. Yeah, we don't want to go to nuclear war. But folks, there are people out there that want us taken off this planet. They want the population cut down by 7.5 billion people. War may be sloppy, but it'll get the job done. So don't sit back and think we aren't going to run out of food. We aren't going to see that it's already started. Daniel's already told you the price of food going through the roof. And we're just in the beginning of Daniel. What else? You told me, David, one of your warehouses was no longer in business.
Well, as a standard, like I said, they're the largest, our largest supplier for organic ingredients. And we're still getting stuff from them, but one of their big warehouses got destroyed. That was one of the 26 places that was suffered. And what that ultimately is going to mean, I still don't know. I mean, for real. I'm being honest with you, Cam. This is, you know, obviously we got people listening, Pastor, but if me and you were sitting down and just on the phone talking about this, I'm telling you flat out, I do not know what 3 months from now is going to look like. And you asked me this last time, and I said, well, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that, and I was hesitant to say, and what I do not know. I do not know.
And that's the scary part. We don't know.
No. But I'll tell you this, I wouldn't be betting the farm that things are going to be like they are right now. Like, I really believe that the next, you know, I think the last time I was on, I think I said, we probably have a 6 month window. This is probably the best opportunity to prepare. It's probably the best opportunity for your prosperity level in the United States to get ready just in general. That there's the music, but
yeah.
You know, we're. I don't even know what to say, Pastor, for real.
There's not much you can say. Tell the truth. Look, for the break, if you want to call and talk to us, you can. We haven't scratched the surface yet. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are back here and talking to Daniel Brinkman, the Nemana Foods. We'll give you a phone in a minute where you can call them. And, folks, I'm asking you to do it, not for me. This has nothing to do with me right now at all. I've been prepared for several years and still trying to do more things. I'm not bragging on me. I just listened to wise counsel many years ago. We're just talking about what's coming down on food shortages, and we have seen it, and I have stacks of articles here that I've been through with it and studies in the Bible study about it. And all this is playing into the Great Reset. Please believe me, Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, said that by 2030, you will own nothing and be happy. I promise you're being set up. Now they're going to take away our internal combustion engines and try to put some electric cars, which is going to cost 10 times more to operate. And if you don't believe me, look, research it for yourself. And talk about control. You can make your own gasoline. You can't make your own electricity very, very well. Look at these things up, folks. Look at the control. They want us out of automobiles and bicycles. They want to take us off our land. Matter of fact, I'll say this and we'll move on, Daniel. I've had a company called Sold, S-O-L-D, call me at least half a dozen times or more over the last 2 months wanting to come and buy my property. Said, we'll give you more than it's worth, more or less, what they're saying. And I got, why would they want to do that? Then I read just the other day that the corporations that want to own this, the company, the elite that want to own the property, Bill Gates is one of them, and so is George Soros, want to own the land, so they control the land. They'll either rent it back to us, and they'll control the food supply because they'll control the land that grows the food. That, folks, this is for real. They want to pay you up to 50% more than your value of your property if you sell it to them because they want total control. By 2030, 7.5 years now, you will own nothing and be happy. Klaus Schwab said that. And Dr. Atari, a homosexual pervert, said that right now they're trying to hack into the human mind. I said hack, like with a computer. And this is their, this is his own words, not mine. And this is on the study I did on the Beast of Mark, the Great Reset. They said that we're going to take away man's free will because man never really had free will. I'm not making this up. This is their own words. I'm not making it up. And I have proof of it. You'll see it if you have to get the DVD and watch it. Laying in line with scripture so you understand what's going on here. But anyway, what's going on, Daniel, with the trains? What's happening with the trains? I know I've been reading about the trains are not wanting to haul food supplies and fertilizer. What's going on there?
Okay, when you, especially big farms, when you, you know, usually your crop is sold before it's grown. You've accounted for it. You've ordered the fertilizer, everything about it. You've actuaried out. It's insured. You have contracts with the rail companies to distribute, to come pick it up, or to bring grain in to feed your cows or whatever you're growing or whatever you're raising, to feed your cows and fertilizer for your, whatever. You, all these is done by contract. It's all set in stone, so everything, you know your costs and what have you. Well, the Union Pacific Railroad is one of them. You know, probably the most famous of this. It, now, there's been rumors of this for a while, but it looks like this is absolutely true. So a farmer, say you need, you know, I need 200 cars, late August to come pick up my crop, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to contract you at this price to be here within this week, whatever, and boom, to take it here for delivery. Okay. And you have a contract and that's it. Well, now the Union Pacific is canceling these contracts, and they're not supposed to be able to. They're claiming force majeure. They're basically claiming an emergency, or they're claiming whatever. They get a heck of a lot more for Walmart, you know, or whoever will pay 40% more of these contracts, and or I don't even want to guess what their motives are, but the end result is, farmers are losing contracts to get distribution of their food. Farmers are losing contracts to get distribution for their feed for their animals. Farmers are losing contracts to get distribution in the supply chain for the basic inputs of their farms to even grow any food, fertilizer, i.e. and the like. They are canceling these contracts, and what is going to be the result of this? Yeah, I don't care how much food you grow, how many ears of corn you grow in your field. If you cannot get it to market, one, you don't make any money and you lose everything. Two, the people who buy the food, there is no food to buy.
That's very true.
Go ahead. Well, you combine this with these. And you think, well, that's just a quit. That's just isolated. That's just, okay, I would like to think that too. But I'm talking to my suppliers from food storage, and I'm not hearing good things, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not hearing what I want to hear from them. I'm hearing these stories about the supply, about these major food distribution centers, warehouses, burning down, planes running, whatever. I'm hearing about this and hearing from people about the trains not honoring the contract. You put all this together, I'm telling you right now, for me, I have a food storage company, and I just had more shipped to my house, just so you know. I just had more, and I had a lot to begin with. I just got more. I have never, in my whole career doing this, over a decade, there's very few food storage companies that have been around longer than we have, as odd as that may seem. We've been around more than a decade. And I've seen a lot of them come and go, and I've seen the light, whatever. I have never been so concerned about having food for my family in the future. And I'm not talking about 5 years from now. I'm talking about at the end of this growing cycle. I'm very concerned about what the landscape of the food supply will look like come the end late summer here in the United States of America.
Matter of fact, the so-called talking heads posting over saying 6 months, which is basically fall, folks, you better pay attention. This is actually coming. Matter of fact, do you all have food lines out where you live?
I know Food Lion, absolutely. I know Food Lion.
Okay. One of our listeners supports us for many years. It works at the Food Lion, has for quite a while. He said we're starting to rotate products that are non-food items like shampoo, aftershave, toothpaste, whatever, putting on shelves where the food were because we ran out of items in the store. But we're still trying to fill the shelves up so the store will not look empty. Now, this comes from a guy that works in the store. Now, I don't know about, I don't go to the store that much. Marsh does shopping. The only thing I have noticed is the price going through the roof because I got to pay for it. It's out of sight. I mean, I have noticed that food is sometimes the food store will supplement items they don't have or something else that's like that item. I'm seeing that more and more all the time. But I just know for a fact that this is for real. People are telling you the truth. Write down this phone number, and for goodness sake, at least call Numana. Now, Daniel, I don't want to put you on the spot, but how much have your food costs went up in the last year?
A lot. So we had to raise prices. And, we try to eat some of that in the wholesale level. We try to eat some of it, and we're running on tighter and tighter margins. And that doesn't. A lot of you know business and that kind of thing. When you do that, it's hard to expand. It's hard to get this. This is a problem. It's gone up a lot, to answer your question.
No, I would say a lot. Would you say 30%?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
When inflation last
meat's
month.
Gone up more. Meat's gone up more than that. And this is on the wholesale level. This ain't the retail level. This is wholesale level we're dealing with.
Wow.
Now some products haven't, but things like meat, absolute more, way more, 50%. I I've said this on this show before, and I'm not a prophet, or I'm not trying to be a prophet, let's put it that way. But I'm going to tell everybody listening, I'm going to tell them flat out. And you write this down. And I'll bet you $5 bill on this or whatever.
Wow.
A dollar bill, whatever. You take the price of your food. You go to the grocery store three times in a row. Just count your food, not everything else, just food. And you tell me or you figure out what that number is that you're spending on food. And I know darn well it's, if you're buying the same, it's more than it was 6 months ago, more than it was a year ago. Certainly more than 2 years ago. A lot more.
We're being lied to. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you right now that price of that food, the same food you're buying today, if you try to buy it a year from now or within a year from now, it'll be at least 50% more. And ladies and gentlemen, I am being conservative.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And folks, I'm going to give the number in a minute to write down, so get ready, then we'll take phone calls. According to the government statistics, and we know they lie. They do lie high big time. Inflation was like 8.9% or something last month. Now, you multiply that time. If I stay at that level, Daniel, for the next year, 8.9 times 12 is what?
100.
Yeah. 100% increase. Wow. Think about it, folks.
The first people you're going to see suffer, they've already, Bloomberg, all these financial prognosticators, they've all predicted a 10% reduction in rice output for the world. That's in the world. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means that the price of rice at the grocery store is probably double or has. It could rise, certainly has. Here recently, but that's for you, and you're like, well, I can still afford rice. Okay, now who can't afford rice anymore? It's the people who live on $1 a day or $2 a day to live. They can't afford rice anymore. And so the first sign of real trouble is when you see people spending over 50% of their money on food and such. Well, that's a big part of the world that's happening right now. And that means instability. That means people migrate. That's going to mean chaos. I mean, you know, just fill in the blank. You can use your imagination. I hate to come on radio shows and freaking tell bad things and have bad reports and try to, you know, speak chaos into the world. I hate doing that. I do not like to do that. Let me break it down to you this way.
But Daniel, we're not speaking chaos. We're giving them figures and facts. That isn't speaking chaos. That's telling the truth. Chaos would be if we exaggerate and say we're going to have a world famine tomorrow. That's chaos. And that's not going to happen tomorrow. But you mentioned about people, you know, some people will be able to afford this. I read an article today where somebody said, well, America's a rich country. They'll be able to afford this increase. Now, I beg to differ with this person. Everybody in this country is not rich. Many people live on minimum wage or less, or fixed incomes like myself, that is starting to hurt. Now, just because we live in a rich nation doesn't mean we're all going to be able to just eat this up like nothing great on down the road, folks. It doesn't work that way. And our senator here in West Virginia, bless his heart, done some good things over the past few months, Joe Manchin. But he said to fight inflation, Daniel, he said we have to raise the top property, have to raise taxes on the people and corporations so we can pay down the debt. They admit to $37 trillion in debt. We never pay it off. Forget that. But in order to help inflation, we're going to take more of your money. Doesn't that make good sense?
Well, if you're trying to take everything from everybody, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Oh my! Let's go to the phone line. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch, how you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing well, sir. How you doing?
Oh, don't you just love the algorithms of the media? Says everything's fine. Just going to enjoy your life.
Oh, Chris, I want to ask you a question, Chris.
We've got the Kentucky Derp. What's that?
I want to ask you a question real quick. Have you seen on any mainstream news media about all these plants burning to the ground or blowing up?
No, I haven't. That's what I wanted to bring up. None.
Okay.
And we got the Kentucky Derby here in Louisville this weekend, and how they say everything's just fine, and how everything, you know, COVID's over, everybody just come out and just the algorithms. Just go back into the, you know, do your own thing, get entertained.
Sure.
Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain, you know, like the Wizard of Oz. That's what's going on.
I agree.
Now, this food situation is serious. I monitored stores and looked at the empty shelves because 5 years ago, before the COVID scamdemic is what I call it, they were full all the time. You don't see that now. You don't.
No, you don't.
And the thing is that people don't realize that food is going to be used as a weapon.
Yes.
I can't think of his name. There's a gentleman at a church I've met about 3 years ago. He's from Venezuela. They went through this down there. He knows that something's going to come to this country. You're going to have the same situation in Venezuela because it's going to be like total Mad Max is what he said for food. Totally.
I agree.
And this country's totally breaking down.
I totally agree. Totally agree. And by the way, did y'all know that they now have in place, I'm making it up, a total food system to control the food rationing? Now, this is, folks, look online. They have a food system set up. They're already putting it in place in some cities. A food system set up where they will regulate the food that you can buy. Now, you look online, it's on there. Did y'all know that that's out there already?
They got that.
No, I didn't know it. I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, you look online. I had the article somewhere. I have to find it again. But yes, it's for real. It's happening. Go ahead, Todd or Chris.
Yeah, I just want to say that also, looking at and observing out here in the city, we have a homeless center in downtown Louisville where the homeless camp are. And once that food's gone, you don't know what those homeless people are going to turn to, like the savages. It's going to be like a scenario from the movie Escape from New York, the crazy people, that scene with Kurt Russell. That's what you're going to see for food, folks. If we don't wake up, expose these globalists, and take back this country, because a lot of people have got to get off this fence. This is a serious situation. These food shortages are coming. I'm starting to really see bare shelves. I'm seeing less people at the farmer's market this year because the fertilizer shortages, it's real, Butch.
Yes, it is.
I don't see grain trains going by either where I live, because I live near tracks.
Wow. Good call, Chris. Wow. Good call. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for the call. I got to jump, but thank you. I'm going to read this. Thank you. This article is from the Activist Post. The Activist Post by Corey Lynn. They'll get another call. Caller, hang in there. I'll get you in a second. New controlled food system is now in place, and they will stop at nothing to accelerate their control. Now, listen to what it says here, folks. While Elisha fires steadily destroy food processing, meat, and fertilizer plants during a time where the farmers are hurting and supply chain issues are kicking in, an entire traceable food infrastructure system has already been built in multiple cities and is making its way across the globe. How about that? How about that? Their own
writings. What do they know? What do they know that we don't? You know, or that
I
they
agree.
Don't tell us.
I totally agree.
Look, obviously you can call them the manna. We got the best storable food I think is out there. It's a good part.
Let me get a phone number. Now I've got more phone call. Got to get folks. Here's a phone number. Okay. I don't want to interrupt Daniel, but this is important. Write this number down and call him. 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. And let's go to Mick in Mexico. Mick, come on in very quickly. We've got about 1 minute. We're going to wrap it up here. Go ahead, Mick.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I can take them all their kind of scare tactics with all this, you know, bother off. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I admit it's a planned scenario, but when they get the price of food up where you can't get it or hold it back for whatever reason, that's a real scenario that people are going to face, and it's going to be nasty.
Yeah, but they still work under Murphy's Law, and if you're not familiar with Murphy's Law, it tells you exactly what's going to happen to them. It's going to be vice versa.
Payday's coming back. I promise you, payday's coming for everybody.
That's right.
I agree. I'm going to have to jump around the times quickly. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. I really do. Again, folks, the number is 888-597-0775. Call Daniel and his group as soon as possible. Daniel, go ahead.
Yeah, you can also go online, numanna.com, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com. Tell us you've heard us, the Pastor Butch. We'll give you a discount. If you don't buy from us, look, buy from the grocery store. Do something. Look at your life. Don't get overwhelmed and just take action now. Your independence may be at stake here, ladies and gentlemen.
Your very lives may be at stake here. All right, let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, come on in. You got about 1 minute. Come on in.
Hey, Pastor. Hey,
Daniel.
Hey
there, Mike. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you both. Thank you both for everything you do. I was looking at Ready Made Resources website a few days ago, and I was surprised to see a big Mountain House banner pop up. So I clicked on that thing, and it came up with a statement that Mountain House has suspended shipping everything due to supply shortages and lack of help. So I just thought that you might want to know.
Wow. And they've been a big one for a long time.
Yeah, they've been on your show, Pastor Butch. I bought my first Mountain House from them in 2010. I got three cases for about $650. And now you can't even get it. But, hey, man, why buy Mountain House when you could buy Numanna anyway?
But, I agree.
Thank y'all. Much love.
Good
to
info,
y'all.
Good info, Mike. Good info. Thank you.
Mike.
Good info. Mountain House. Wow. 888-597-0775. Mention my name, and he'll charge you more. No. He'll give you a discount. Call him up
charge
and talk to him. Here you go. 888-597-0775. We're down about the last 3-4 minutes. Go ahead, Dan.
I just want to reiterate, I got into this business. I did this because I felt there's a need. I felt, you know, why do you do certain things in your life and you end up, you know, we never dreamed that we'd be in this position to get interviewed all over the country and we never dreamed of any of this. But I do believe that God has led us here to be here. I do believe that, I'm not trying to be too dramatic, but I believe that we're at a time where people who have similar beliefs, and everybody's on this, listening to this show, I'm sure you have similar hopes and beliefs and those kind of things. We're going to have to band together, and we're going to have to make a stand for what's right. And unfortunately, part of that is we're going to need resources. And it looks like Klaus Schwab and the boys, or whatever they are, they're hell bent on doing this great reset. And it looks like we're past the point of no return. I never like to say anything like that. So this is going to hit us, and it's going to affect everybody different. Some people are going to prosper through this, and some people are going to lose everything. And some people, what I want for you is I want you to be able to thrive through this and withstand through this and endure to the other side.
Amen.
Because they can't beat us. They cannot beat us if we got the Spirit of God in our heart and the will to do right, the ability to support and sustain ourselves. They can't beat us, ladies
Amen.
And gentlemen.
Let's go to Ohio and talk to Bruce. Bruce, you got about 1 minute. Come on in, sir.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello, Bruce. Yeah, come on in. Come right on in.
Okay.
I can.
It was Henry Kissinger who said that by controlling oil, we can control nations.
Right.
But by controlling food, we can control people. And Pastor Butch,
don't you
think the story of Joseph in the Old Testament about 7 years of plenty storing up food has an end time application in the time we're living in?
You know, I've thought about that, and it certainly sounds like it could. Absolutely, it could. Yes, absolutely.
But anyway,
you know, I don't know. I can't tell the future. I don't have the power. But I know the Lord has given us plenty of warning. If we don't heed the warning, it'll be our own fault.
Anyway, Daniel's doing a great work there, supplying food for people in the crisis
is
coming. Amen.
Yes, he is.
God bless you both.
Thanks for the call, Bruce.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate that.
Again, folks, 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Down to 1 minute, Daniel. What do you want to say in closing?
I want to tell you and the audience how grateful I am for what you do and to be able to be with the audience here. And it's needed. It's necessary, obviously. And I'm proud to be associated with you and all you've done for us, for our company.
Thank you.
And, ladies and gentlemen, you give us a call, see how we can help you, and if we can't help you, please look somewhere. Do something. I mean it.
Amen.
Do something, please.
All right. We're out of time again, folks. 888-597-0775. Daniel, I'll be in touch, okay?
God bless you, buddy.
I guess
Thank
he's,
you.
Okay. God bless, my friend. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great evening. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.